Mandy, I see you have your Puffs Plus with lotion ready to go for us today.
Listen, I think maybe I got a bad batch.
Uh-oh.
It's not sufficient. I have placed another order from Walmart
Ah.
for some Kleenex that have coconut oil in them.
Ooh.
So stay tuned.
Okay.
After all my bragging last week, Walmart delivery made a delivery Saturday night. I just wanted some of my mama's roast and rice. So I ordered a roast and four cans of soup and some popsicles, because strangely, popsicles are a current fixation.
Love it.
Don't generally like popsicles, but I really am liking some popsicles right now.
For your throat.
My throat didn't even hurt. I don't even know. I'm
Yeah.
just like, but yeah, so I had driven to Atlanta and back and made my Walmart order of my roast and my four things of soup and some waffles and some popsicles. Would you like to know what Walmart delivered to me?
Oh, Lord.
Walmart delivered to me a roast, no soup, popsicles, waffles, approximately 10 pounds of different varieties of meat that I did not order, including but not limited to a pound of ham, approximately 15 pounds of chicken, a pound of ground beef, a pound of sausage, none of which I ordered, three things of cream cheese, 2 pints of strawberries, some blueberries, two
Wow.
different kinds of whipped cream. What am I
Did there...
going to do with all of this?
You don't have room in your freezer for all that.
Exactly.
Well, the
So,
fruit's good. The cream cheese you'll figure out. Like some of that you'll be fine.
the fruit was great. Yesterday morning, I got up. And I, you know, when you have this sort of illness, you feel the worst when you wake up in the morning because
Yes.
everything's just been sitting in your head. So I always get up, get a shower, make myself eat something. So I was making some waffles, and I said, "Oh, you got all those strawberries. You should make some strawberries with your waffles." So I, you know, the energy it takes to
Yes.
slice some strawberries when you feel like this. I was real proud of myself that I did it. Put the strawberries in the bowl, was waiting on the waffles to finish toasting, and I set the bowl on the table beside my sofa and then got distracted by something. And Freddie had looked at him when I sat him down. I said, no. And he followed me, and then I got distracted. And the next thing I know, kapow. And he has knocked the bowl
Oh.
with all the strawberries onto the floor, crashed to the bowl, strawberries everywhere. And I was just like, so now I've got to clean up the strawberries
That's
and
not
waffles.
cool.
So I was already mad at the strawberries because it's their fault. If they had not been delivered, all of this would not have happened. And then I went to open the refrigerator for something else, and the blueberries fell out of the refrigerator. So then I have blueberries all over the floor that I then have to pick up. So I'm real mad about the fruit, actually. It's their fault. I had to do all that.
Yes.
But anyway, and these Puffs Plus are not,
And they're not talking enough.
I don't think they have enough lotion in them. Has nothing to do with the fact that I've been blowing my nose for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It is a bad batch, is what I
Did
have to
you
say.
get, did you, do you have enough of those little tablets for your shower? Are those working?
Those are nice. I still have one left that I haven't used. Because, you know, listen, you know you're 50. I posted this on my Instagram. You know you're 50 when you leave your friend's house with a bottle of alkalol instead of a bottle of alcohol.
Oh, gotcha.
So alcohol is a like nasal rinse that has menthol and like eucalyptus in it. And James and Kelly gave me a bottle. James, this was after James tried to pop my ear for me Friday night. Listen, we were wild and crazy. He did this by rubbing behind my ear, vigorously rubbing behind my ear for, I don't know, a while, and then pulling my earlobe real
Oh.
hard. And it worked on one ear, it didn't work on the other ear.
That is very aggressive.
Listen, this is what we did on our Friday night. We popped ears and talked about alcohol. Well, Kelly drank alcohol. Ah, it
I
was
love
fun
it.
time.
I
Fun
love
time.
it. I love
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, so I'm still dying, working on getting a different antibiotic. So.
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. The pictures from, and you may want to talk about the actual thing, but the pictures from your dad's thing and your trip right home, you looked great.
Well, gosh, thank you.
And so I thought to myself, self, Mandy's finally doing better. And then I get on here and I can immediately tell that you don't feel good. I can see it in your eyeballs. Your nose is red from all the non-puffs, the puff non-pluses,
Right, puff minus.
puff minus.
Oh, so Will.
Cry,
God
crazy.
bless Will.
But you did look good.
Thank you. So I spent the night, noon and Friday night, and young William was going to meet me there from Auburn. And he called me. I was listening to the Braves. Was Max Fried's final
I saw that.
home appearance in a Braves uniform. And I'm not saying maybe, I'm saying it is because listen, I will not have my heart broken a third time. Max Fried is a free agent and he will be gone at the end. It's done. Like he's not coming back next
He's
season.
not. Oh, is
It's
that
not
why
going to happen.
everybody was okay?
Yeah. So this was probably his last regular season home appearance as a Brave. And he was pitching a gem. Like he went into the ninth inning and lo and behold, Bobby Witt Jr. comes up to bat, who's like the Royals' big dog. And my phone rings and it's the nephew. And I'm like, I cannot talk to you right now. I'm listening to the Braves game on my phone. Like, no, which was very hard to do because, when the
Yeah.
19 calls, you really should answer. But I
Yeah.
didn't. And then Max got taken out. He didn't get to finish. He pitched like 8.1 innings. But anyway, so I called the nephew back and he was calling because he had a flat tire.
Oh, goodness.
But
The
apparently he
one
had,
time you don't answer.
well, he didn't, he wasn't in, like he was figuring it out because apparently he has a 25-year-old fraternity brother.
Wait. Hold
He
on.
heard me, a 25-year-old fraternity brother.
Okay. All
And
right.
this guy was helping him because Will had a screw in his tire,
Okay.
and so they were gonna patch it up
He's
themselves.
a full-grown adult, so he
That's
knows
right,
exactly what to do.
that's right. So they were gonna patch it themselves, and then they couldn't. And so anyway, he told Will that he just needed to get up early on Saturday and come to Noonan and find out, where in Noonan to call me and have a place ready that we could drop Will's truck off when we headed to Ackworth so that his tire could get replaced while we were gone. And I was like, that's great, buddy. That's a great idea. We can make that happen. Not a problem. What I didn't know is when the child said he was going to come early, he meant real early.
Oh.
When I woke up at 7:30 Central Time, 7:30 Eastern Time, I had a text from him an hour ago that he was on the way,
That's
which means
5:30.
he left his house at 5:30 Central Time. I was like, what are you doing? It's not gonna take that long.
So, I have a question. I'm still pondering the 25-year-old fraternity brother. Is he a pledge?
No, he's a brave.
Okay. That makes me feel not much, but a scooch better.
Yeah, he's uh
He's an
he
8th-year senior.
he's yeah, probably.
We're going to say grad school.
Listen, go for it, dude.
Sure.
I say work the system.
Maybe former military. That's what we're going to go with.
Stay in college as long as you can.
Be the machine.
Yeah, so anyway, but so when he arrived at approximately like 8 o'clock Eastern time, not even, he sounded about like I do right now. The two of us were the snottiest things you have ever encountered in your life. We were, and mine's not really moving a whole lot. His, however, He was blowing and blowing and blow. I was like, "Well, get it out, buddy."
Get it out, buddy. Those young
So,
sinuses can still, what do they call it?
excrete.
Yeah, something like that. Some snot. I love it.
So anyway, we got to Ackworth a little early, obviously, and I said, "Go upstairs and lie down. Just
Yeah.
go." And I helped Christy get everything set up, but you're kind to say that I looked good
You
because I
did.
did try.
I really and truly, I'm not just saying this, but I really and truly looked at the pictures and looked at your little videos of driving home, and I thought, oh, good, she feels better because she looks great.
Did not.
Okay, well,
Then I
little
attacked.
me.
Yeah, so we left Ackworth, I don't know, like 2 or 3 maybe. And I dropped him off at noon and got his truck with
Yeah.
the tire. And then I kept coming. And so I got home at probably like 8. And proceeded to continue to die. Anyway, so here we are.
I'm real glad that you're still alive. Like, I mean, I know you may be in process, but I'm glad that it hadn't fully occurred yet.
Listen, still breathing. Still breathing. It's
Barely.
touching.
And only through your mouth.
All right. Yeah, I hate to think what I sound like when I'm asleep.
Ooh, I bet it's awesome.
Woo wee. Freddie, don't tell anybody. But yeah, and then other than that, I have just been watching some baseball. The Braves were exciting. Like I said, Friday night, Max Fried pitched a gem.
Love it.
And then Saturday night, we walked him off. Our buddy Little D, Travis d'Arnaud, walked it off in the bottom of the ninth. So we had won 2 out of 3 from the Royals. If we won on Sunday and the Diamondbacks lost on Sunday, we would have been in. It would have been great. That way we could have rested everybody getting ready for the wild card series. That did not happen. We lost on Sunday and the Diamondbacks won on Sunday. So then we had to play both games of the doubleheader against the Mets yesterday. These were rescheduled from last week because of the hurricane.
Right.
So we were the only two Major League Baseball teams playing yesterday.
Right.
And if we split, if each team won one game, then those were the two teams that were going into the wild card series. If one team won both games, then the team that won in Arizona were the ones that went to the wild card series. So, really and truly, win the first game and then you're done. Because at this point, we had not pitched Chris Sale. Now, Chris Sale is the pitcher that we traded for in the offseason that everybody was kind of like, really? We're getting Chris Sale. Well, Chris Sale has come in. He won the Triple Crown, which means he had the lowest earned run average. He had the most wins, and he had the most strikeouts of anybody in the National League. He has been incredible all season. And so the thing had been, the saying had been this whole time, is they were saving him until we were in an elimination situation, that he was not going to pitch again until our season was on the line, and then he would come in and pitch. But because his last start was in Cincinnati and his velocity was down a little bit, and I was kind of like, but oh no, there's no problem. There's no problem. We're just saving him until it's a must-win situation. So if we could win the first game, then we wouldn't have to use Chris Sale
You
in the
could
second
save
game,
him.
and he would be available to start the wild card series. And then that meant we would have him, and then we would have Max, and then we would have Ronaldo Lopez as our starting pitchers, which means we would have a really good chance because with those three pitchers, it's hard for anybody to beat the three of them this year.
Right.
But even if our offense stunk it up like it's been doing most of the season, we would still have a fighting chance. So that was the hope. So, we had a 3-0 lead until like the fifth or sixth inning. And then they came back and scored 4 runs or more. Anyway, they were ahead. So it's like, Jesus H. Christ, this season will not give. Lo and behold, we come back in the eighth, and Ozzie Albies, God loving,
Osby.
puts us ahead again. So then we're ahead. I think it was 7-5. We were ahead. And we had burned our two best closers, like our closer and our eighth inning guy. Our eighth inning guy is the one that gave up the three runs for them to get ahead of us. Anyway, if we were out of pitchers. So the guy that's pitching in the ninth gives up a freaking home run, two-run home run to Francisco Lindor, and we lost the damn game, y'all.
So what I'm going to call that, and we'll talk about that when we get to my section, but what I'm going to call that is pulling an Auburn.
God. So we get to play game two, and everybody's like, all right, well, here comes Chris Sale. We're fine, we're fine, we're fine. Oh no. Then the tweets start rolling in. Chris Sale is not pitching game two because he has back spasms. And at first it was Chris Sale started having back spasms last night. Oh no. But then Alex Anthopoulos, general manager of the Braves, does a press conference. Chris Sale started having back spasms that last start in Cincinnati when his velocity was down. This is why he has not pitched this whole time. They just haven't told anybody this is happening. And no, Chris Sale's not pitching. You want to know who's pitching? Grant Holmes, who looks like Kenny Powers, who is a rookie and got called up like in
God almighty.
May, June. Do you want to know when Grant Holmes found out he was pitching this
That
game?
morning.
No. While he was eating lunch in between games.
Stop it.
He said he had time to go to the bathroom and then he had to go out and start pitching. Kid pitched his butt off, pitched great, had like a perfect four innings, then gave up a run and not a run, a hit in the fifth inning, but like just pitched great. We ended up winning the game. Great, fine, whatever. Okay. Maybe Chris Sale. Somebody give Chris Sale a Flexeril and put him on the mound. Like, what are
Get
we
some
doing?
icy hot.
No, girl. Chris Sale is not even on our wild card series roster. So we are playing the Padres tonight, and they did finally announce. Would you like to know who's starting our wild card?
Breed.
No, he can't. He can't go till tomorrow. AJ Smith's Shaver, who AJ Smith's Shaver was at Walmart, is substituting something in my order. Let me make sure it's not my Gatorade,
All
because that's the
right.
only thing I want to drink. Freddie, what was that noise? Okay, that's fine. AJ Smith Shaver got called up last year and
So he's
did pretty
12.
well. Yeah, and he did pretty well, and then he got hurt. He was hurt most of this season.
Of course, like everybody
Yeah.
else.
Yeah. So it's probably going to be like a bullpen game. So it's probably going to be him. It's probably going to be Bryce Elder. If last year and this season are any indication of what Bryce Elder's going to do, he's going to give up a three-run home run in the fifth inning to somebody.
So, okay, we're in Pittsburgh.
No,
So we
we're in
played a
Cincinnati.
doubleheader yesterday.
Yeah, we played a doubleheader in Atlanta
And we
yesterday.
flew
We
up.
flew to San Diego last night.
San Diego.
Yeah.
So cross country. Okay. And what time's the
And
game?
they played a doubleheader
Yeah.
yesterday.
What time's the game today?
Pitched all kinds of pitchers yesterday. So the game's at 8:30.
They're gonna be tired.
Listen. The whole thing this whole time has been if we can just get into the postseason and then you've got Chris Sale pitching for you in your first game, like you've really got a chance. And here we are. Like it's 2024. It just, listen, it continues. It continues to be the gift that keeps on giving in the baseball season. So, anyway, that's the Braves. We're just going to have fun. It's gravy at this
We'll
point.
see how far we can go.
I saw something today that said never has a major league team had, it just mentioned three of its opening day roster players not play and still make the playoffs. And I'm like, three? What do you mean three? It's more like, I don't know, five or six. So anyway, so I just thought I would talk a little bit about some of the other teams that are in
Yeah, because I
wild
have a
card,
feeling we're going to be pulling for one of these other
so that
teams.
we can, have some other things to look forward to. The Royals are a Cinderella team. They lost over 100 games last year, and they have made it into the playoffs this year. And like, I think maybe two other teams have ever done that. So they're sort of a Cinderella story. They've got old Bobby Witt Jr., who I talked about a couple of weeks ago, kid from Texas, who's just great kid. It's his, I think it's his second year. Got a big contract. So like Kansas City's like building their team around this kid, and he's fun to watch. So they're exciting, and they're currently playing no, that's not them. That's the Tigers. The Detroit Tigers are also a big surprise. They made trades at the trade deadline. They actually traded away
Oh.
their best pitcher, Jack Flaherty, who's now with the Dodgers, because they didn't think they were going to win. And lo and behold, if they have not had a
Here we
great
are.
second half, they're a team of a bunch of kids who came up together in the minor leagues who are all still together.
I love
And
that.
so that's fun for them that they're all still playing together. And they have sort of their Chris Sale is a guy named Scooble, SKUBBAL, Scooble. He is their big dog starting pitcher. And he has won the Triple Crown in the American League. So that having two Triple Crown winners in the same season is unusual, but so they're fun. And then of course the Orioles are young and fun. They're not the youngest, funnest anymore because this young fun group of theirs have been together for a couple of years, but they've got Adley Rutschman, their catcher, who's a cute young thing. And then they've got Gunnar Henderson, who is from Selma, who is their shortstop, who does a fabulous Scooby-Doo impression.
This is the one that you sat. No. It wasn't Selma. It was somewhere else. You sat near somebody's family, but it was South Georgia, not South Alabama.
Oh, I don't remember.
It was at a Cubs game, I think. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, that was
Oh.
the Cubs third base
That's
coach.
right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's all right. And then Cleveland is in, and Cleveland, like, how can you not root for the city of Cleveland?
Cleveland rocks.
It's Cleveland. So yeah, so that's sort of the American League are the teams that I can tell you to root for, because the National League, I can't tell you root for any of them
There we
because
go.
the Phillies suck and the Mets suck. And
Yeah.
I do love a lot of Dodgers, but I still can't tell you to root for them yet.
Yet.
So.
So I added one baseball thing to your list. And I will tell you why, because the very when I first started really in earnest following the College World Series way back in the day, this guy always stood out because I love his name so much. He was the
Yeah.
catcher for FSU's name, Buster Posey.
Do you know that
And
Buster Posey is from Leesburg, Georgia?
so he's from Georgia, but he played at FSU. And now he's been named the general manager, right?
The head of baseball operations.
I'm sorry, the head of baseball operations for the Giants, which is where he played for years after he was at FSU. And
Yeah.
I just kind of love that, from player to, big dog in the offices. But I just wanted to know your thoughts, if you had seen that, if you cared, whatever. But I
Yeah,
love
no,
Buster. I
I
love
love
his
Buster.
name.
Well, I love Buster because South Georgia boy,
Yeah, he's a South
FSU
Georgia boy.
boy, FSU boy, you have to love him. And he's a great guy. He was the
Yeah.
catcher for the Giants during, they had a run of several World Series
Yeah.
wins. And he was their catcher and their team leader during all that. Played for the Giants his whole career,
Yeah.
which is unheard of anymore. And retired, I think, year before last, maybe. So he hadn't
I
been
think
out very
so.
long.
Yeah, I did think he looked still very young, and I was like, wow.
And it's an interesting shift for the Giants because the Giants have had the guy that they had, Farhad, can't remember, it starts with a Z, who was the guy that was just fired and Buster is replacing, was sort of a whiz kid. And the manager up until this year, he got fired after last season, was the same sort of like they're very analytics driven. Ivy League, just sort of much more into numbers than feel. And so I think it's an interesting shift for them to go with Buster. So I think it sort of signals a big change in their front office. I did see somebody tweeted yesterday and said something about don't ever hire somebody you can't fire. And so
Can't
it's
fire him.
interesting that they are hiring, like, this guy's going to be in the Hall of
The
Fame one
giant.
day, and
Yeah.
so I thought that was an interesting point.
Well,
So I think he does
doesn't he have
well.
a brother?
Buster, I don't know if he has a brother or
I thought he
not.
had a brother, but I might be totally wrong about that. But anyway, I just saw that and I thought that was
Yeah.
something I wanted your opinion on.
And used to you could, when you were running home, you could basically tackle the catcher. Buster got really, really hurt in one of those plays. And so that's when that rule, everybody calls it the Buster Posey rule because everybody loves Buster so much that it
Yes.
took somebody like him getting hurt badly for them to sort of change that rule. So yeah, and the other baseball news was that Pete Rose died.
Look, and I saw today somebody else passed away. Like, y'all, I don't know what's going on, but this has to stop.
Well, he was old.
Well, he was, but it was like the long list of people. Like, we've lost. It was John Amos, who was in Coming to America,
Oh,
Roots,
yeah.
A Man with a Cotton. He died.
John Amos was the Joint Chiefs of Staff on West Wing.
Yes, right. So, I mean,
Can't believe he didn't lead with that.
well, that's true. Well, the article didn't lead with that, so I was just reading off. But him, Pete Rose, Makembe Tumbo, or whatever his name was, he died. I mean, they are all older. I get it, but
Christofferson.
Kris Kristofferson, Maggie Smith, for the love. I mean, what in the Harry Potter? Like, I can't.
It's a
It's got to
lot.
stop. It's got to stop.
But if y'all have not watched the Pete Rose documentary that I mentioned a while back, y'all should watch
Now's
that.
the time.
Very
Now's
good.
the time.
Very good.
The Maggie Smith thing, well, this was not our list to talk about, but the one thing that I saw that made me cry, I had forgotten she played the older Wendy in Hook. And there's a scene with Robin Williams
Oh, yeah, I saw
where
that.
he walks in the nursery and Wendy is there and she says something like, "Hey, little boy," and I lost it
Oh.
because you then somebody did a painting of that, like, Wendy is finally with Peter again, and I was just like, "Will you stop?" Like, the
Yeah.
heartstrings are tugged. So
Oh.
anyway, we've lost a slew of people in a row, but Pete Rose, yes, the documentary is great. I kind of hope, as much as I know that it happens a lot more than, and he was just the one that got caught, I really hope they add him to the Hall of Fame. I think he deserves
Yeah, I
it.
don't know. I
I don't know if they
have
will.
mixed feelings about it.
I mean, you're.
He had a change. Like, if you watch that documentary,
Yeah.
you'll see, like, he had a chance. Like, they opened the door for him
Right.
to sort
And
of make amends
he did not.
and make a comeback, and he didn't do it.
Yeah. So I get it. I really, really do. He played in Macon. So if you're from Macon, he was a peach back when, I don't know if it's a Braves minor league team at that point or not. It's like in the 60s. So I don't know like what the minor league system was set up with at the time or like at the time, but he was a Macon peach, and that's one of our claims to fame is that he played there in that old stadium.
Luther
So
Williams.
yep.
Well, what's going on with you, Katie?
Well, these next couple things I wanted to talk about, I figured it was kind of both of us because
Ready?
Freddie's protesting all of that.
He just, y'all, he's the clumsiest dog. Stood up. When he stood up, he hit the mop that was leaned against the wall, which then fell over onto the stove, which freaked him out, and he
And
almost knocked over the planner
of
again for the
course,
18th time, but he didn't.
Lord help.
It's okay, buddy. Come
It's
here, lock
okay.
up.
But this past week, I know we should have led with this part. Whoever you are, if you're listening, wherever you are, we hope you are safe. If you don't have, I know a lot of people in St. Simon's don't yet have power.
Most of them are bad.
Okay, good. Well, I heard from my friend that lives there, and it's the north side of the island.
Yeah, Birch is still not, but
Yeah, but cell service is coming back sporadically. But y'all, my North Carolina, I went to summer camps in Asheville. I love that part of the world so much, and I grieved. So if you are there, I don't know if we have any listeners there or not, but anybody, Augusta, Valdosta, we see you, and we are praying for you, and we love you. And if you, I know you would have reached out, because the second thing I'm going to talk about is Mandy is like the safety team coordinator. But I mean, I am just, my heart is broken. Their whole town's gone, which I know everyone has seen, but just know that we, Mandy and I both just love you and wish you so much, so many blessings in the coming days to help you recover. So that happens. And then a couple days later, there is a kersplosion at a chemical plant, which turns out, y'all, this is not the first time that plant has kersploded. It's Biolab, and it's in Rockdale County, which is to the east, down I-20 from Atlanta. It looked like an atomic bomb had gone off.
It really did.
And this mushroom cloud of chlorine, they had to evacuate the whole county yesterday. I have my alarms turned off on my phone, because nobody abducts a child at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's always 2 in the morning, and I'm asleep, and I'm not gonna see a red Toyota Corolla with the license plate on it at 2 in the morning. So I turned those off. But it still alarmed me and scared the crap out of me. So we had to shelter in place because the plume had moved. And I thought, the plume, like, where's Erin Brockovich? Get
Right.
her on this.
Hold, please. I think I'm getting a medicine delivery.
Oh, good, good, good.
All right.
So up here, they canceled all outdoor after school activities for our students in Gwinnett County and in Hall County. I, in my home, could smell chlorine. I didn't go outside. It was a shelter in place that I got in my on my phone. I didn't turn my air off, because I mean, who are we kidding? It's still summer, but I turned the fan on to get the air moving. I ended up with a bad headache. It was just crazy. So I hope that we can get that. They said it's not toxic, which is hilarious. Mandy knew all that, but she's still getting her drugs. So I'm going to pause it until she comes back. So hold, please, friends. Okay, all is well. Mandy has her Gatorade and her Mucinex. But I was just telling them, Mandy, everything you already knew, which, because she checked on me, because again, she's the safety coordinator. I could smell the chlorine. They have said they don't know which way the wind's going to blow, so you never know when it's going to come back. They have said it's non-toxic, but y'all, I swear, I don't get headaches.
No freaking
I
way.
don't get headaches, and I had the worst headache
There's
yesterday.
no freaking way that's
I
not
have,
toxic.
I know, I
Being
have been
non-toxic.
in indoor pools, like it, and I have smelled chlorine, and I've not gotten a headache. I got
Yeah.
a headache yesterday, and that is very rare for me.
Ugh.
So all that happened. And then in Macon yesterday, 2 days ago, 2 or 3 days ago, right? Freddie is so confused.
Ran in here with a bag of flour.
Oh, there we go. Our whole lives are dumpster fires right now, is what I'm telling y'all. Like, between the hurricanes and Freddie and everything being on fire, we're dying.
Here with a bag of flour.
So our one of my favorite restaurants growing up, just because we went there all the time when I was little, is S&S Cafeteria. S&S in Macon, like the main S&S, burned to the ground.
Sorry,
But
now we have the
oh my God, is he baking? Are y'all baking? I
He's
haven't
just
heard
bringing
Mandy
butter
laugh this
in,
hard.
y'all.
I have not heard Mandy laugh this loud in a long time. God love you. You needed the laugh. She's had to mute herself because she's hocking up along, laughing at Freddie trying to bake in the middle of her living room. Oh,
He's just bringing in the groceries.
no, right? So
Help me.
S&S is gone. There's a
So sad.
chemical kersplosion.
So
There's a
sad.
hurricane. And today I got out of the car and it smelled like a forest fire when I got home. And I don't know if that's the biochemical plume coming back, like the
Listen.
building burning, or if something else is burning.
Oh, listen.
Y'all, what in
It ain't
the
you.
world?
There's a meme going around. I think it's if you follow Georgia followers on Instagram. Because listen, I may have
Yeah.
spent some time yesterday in the comments of Twitter arguing back to Phillies fans about why
Oh,
Queens Park wasn't full.
Mandy.
Listen, what else am I gonna do?
I love it.
And there was a meme that Georgia followers posted, and it's like depicts all of these natural disasters happening at once. Freddie's in the groceries again. I don't know what he's. Oh, listen, we got the
Oh my God. Where? I mean, could you? Do you need to go put the groceries up? Oh my God. Let's give Mandy a second to go put all the groceries up. Hold on.
We're good.
We're good? Okay, we're good. Okay.
He's bringing me my tissues.
Well, look, you need them. Get those suckers out.
Lord.
So, I mean, I feel like we have lost so much this week. And I know S&S, I mean, it's a big deal to me.
S&S, are you kidding? That coconut cream pie?
I'm telling you, it is
Sad.
just the place of my youth, of my
Yeah.
childhood. I mean, you know, we used to go there all the time. I mean, that's the place. I'm gonna talk to Gogi's portrait for a minute. Sorry, Gogi, I'm about to give your deepest, darkest secret away. We used to come into her house every time we ate there, and we always had green beans, and we always thought that she made the best green beans in the world. She forgot one time to get rid of the evidence, and my brother found the S&S container in the trash, and she had not taken the trash out to the big green trash can. And he said, "Gogi, all that we were, I swear to you, we were almost 30 years old." And he said, "Our whole lives, you have passed S&S green beans off as your own." And she just got this little mischievous grin. And she's like, "Well, they are good." And I was like,
That's hysterical.
every time she would take the trash out to the big green trash can and hide the evidence.
That's awesome.
So
That's
that's
awesome.
the kind of S&S memory, you know. And we were friends with the Smiths. It's Smith and Sons, S&S. And so every Christmas they showed up with like a haul of cakes and pies and all kinds of stuff. So like they are just part of my childhood and youth. And I know that they've said they'll rebuild. The Smiths don't own it anymore. I hope they will. I
I
hope they
hope
will.
so.
Yeah. But it's just a big week of loss all the way around. And so anyway, I thought we should speak that into existence, because and recognize that for people that it's just, it's hard. It's hard to lose things, especially those like Augusta.
It's bad.
It's really bad. Really, really bad. So, anyway, it's just been a week. The one thing that gave me such life, though, the whole time, I was in Macon, for a meeting. So I was not up here at my house, which my house was fine. The Parsonage was fine. I had power the whole time. But I was in, the cottage, which is built like a bunker. So I was perfectly safe. I was safer down there than I was up here. But then I woke up at 2:30, as an old people person does, to use the restroom. And I checked my phone. And of course, Mandy's awake. And not just awake. Mandy has got her network of check-ins. She's yes, like, you okay? You have power? You need anything? All right? She's like, I've heard from these people and I haven't heard from these people. And I'm checking on them and everybody. And I'm like, this is the craziest. It's 2:30 in the morning.
Listen, I woke up also at 2, and was like, oh, I need to check on Moultrie. And so that was about the time. Looked like I pull up the radar, and it looks like it had just gotten past Moultrie. So I send the text to the Moultrie girls. How's everybody doing?
Yep.
And then I just watched it keep moving. So, and like earlier that day, I had texted my, or yeah, I had texted my friend Sherry, who lives in Statesboro.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, girl, are you battening down the hatches? And she was like, she called me. She's like, what are you talking about?
Oh,
I'm at the office. I was like, Sherry Edenfield, get your butt out of there.
Yeah.
So, of course, I had to call her or text her and see how they were doing. She's like, Lord. And, you know, all the people are living through it as we spoke. So, yeah, but I mean, of course I had to, like,
it check was on a it was amazing. But it wasn't. So I didn't know you had just gotten up, but what I had envisioned was like Mandy with the Weather Channel pulled up, like as it passed each town, she'd be like, okay, Moultrie, you're through it. You okay? Everything all right? And then waiting, watching the color radar. But I mean, it was just, that's the kind of friend Mandy is. And every friend group needs a Mandy. Because she was ready, man. She was like, I got you. Like, what do you need? Are you okay?
Listen, I've been in that stairwell by myself.
I know
what it's like to have somebody texting you.
I know, right? We were fine. And, you know, Shirley Hills, which is where I lived before I moved up here and where I stay when I go home, they had this a tree. Like, it's a bird sanctuary. It's a tree. It's very natural. They always, it is a disaster. I mean, there are trees down everywhere all the time. Yeah, the wind blows wrong. We made it to 6:30 a.m. and I heard that very familiar, horrible sound of a transformer blowing. And it's the only thing that woke me up all night. And I was like, dadgummit, we were so close.
Yeah.
It was so close, but it wasn't out long and everything's fine. But it was just like, oh my God, of course. And I had not heard that sound since I moved up here because all the lines are buried.
Yeah.
So anyway, I really, really am thankful for Mandy and for her safety team coordination.
Listen,
like I feel like the headlamp officially made you safety team coordinator.
Well, I had the headlamp on my bedside table.
All our people.
In case I had needed it.
Oh, I just love you so much. But again, I don't think we can say it enough. Always check in with us, people. Mandy, especially if you are a friend of Mandy's, I know she'll be checking on you. What a great thing to have such a wonderful friend like Mandy. So we love you and we're thankful that you I'm going to get you some I know what I'm going to get you for Christmas now is a reflective vest. It's a safety team, and I'm going to get you batteries for your headlamp.
Oh, boy. Listen. Woo.
I know. It's been a week, y'all. It has been a week. So because of the meeting and the storms and everything, I got to watch most of game day, but not a lot of the games, which, you know, some of them, I was very thankful that I did not watch much of. But here's what I love is that Miss Terry, Nick Saban's wife, was the guest picker on Saturday, as they were in Tuscaloosa, or Tuscaloosa, as I like to call it. And now we know the outcome of all these games, and she outpicked Nick Saban.
She
He only
sure did.
got five right, and she got seven. And I cannot wait for Saturday to hear the crap they're going to give him
Yeah.
that she did a better job than he did. And so I just love that she's getting the spotlight. You know, there are a lot of women that are behind, strong women that are behind great coaches out there, but I think she does a lot of great work on her own. And I was glad to see her get a little bit of the spotlight. Kentucky beat Ole Miss, which was interesting. You never know. Any
Yeah.
given Saturday in the SEC, any team can win. It's crazy. Auburn was winning, doing great. And then in the fourth quarter, we had an interception, and you could see their shoulders drop. Like the whole team. It's just one interception. They had done so well all game. And it was like instantly they were deflated because they knew that in their heads, they knew it was going to start just a string of them, which it didn't, but they were just not playing the same after that interception. We lost to Oklahoma.
That's my friend Casey may have texted me. I was driving back from Atlanta, and Casey texted me and was like, "Oh Lord, Katie's gonna have a heart attack."
I said a lot of bad words. I think I was most. It's the coaching that is upsetting to me because one interception should not change their mentality that quickly.
Yeah.
But when I'm telling you the shoulders dropped, I watched it happen and I thought, well, that's because their coach blames everything on the quarterback.
Right.
So we'll see. Then the night game, which I watched most of, but I was so tired, I was exhausted. So I watched all the first half, was Georgia, Alabama. And that's one of those games where I really, really just pull for the refs. Like, go referees, do your job. But here's what I loved. I loved the quiet feed on my Facebook and my Instagram because just about all of my Georgia fan friends were very quiet.
Funny how that happened.
And this is hate week. We play Georgia on Saturday. And when I tell you nobody has sent me a text barking at me, I have gotten nary a meme with, the bulldog biting that player from about 25 years ago or whenever it was. I have not gotten anything. They are quiet, and I thank you, Alabama, if nothing else, for that.
There you go.
Now, can we beat them? No, I'm not picking us to win or anything crazy like that, but at least
But
they're quiet, and I'm not getting barked at because that's nice. As we talked about before, the barking can go away.
it's weird.
So that's that. School, I got an email today, and this sounds great, and it is great, it's very kind, but I was asked to be on another committee. And I sent the screenshot to a friend of mine. She said, "Am I supposed to congratulate you or tell you to say no?"
Right.
And I said, "Well, I've already said yes, so it's congratulations."
Congratulations,
I
Katie.
know, but it's, if there was a job for me, I'm the student representative on the worship. On the Candler, larger Candler worship committee.
Yeah. There you go. I don't you take my tissue.
Boy, look, he is feisty today.
Feeling froggy. He's like, I've been shut up in
It's
this
awful.
condo with this lady, and she's coughing, and
I'm
I'm
feeling
bored.
froggy. I'm froggy.
Feeling froggy.
Well, Mandy, here's what I'm really excited about is. This is right up my alley, this recipe of yours. So tell us about your food.
So this is our new patron saint of Find Your People. Caro Chambers.
Who I do follow already.
She is so good. Yeah, if y'all don't follow her on Instagram, you really must. I have mentioned her before. She has a new cookbook out, and I have not bought the cookbook, but it seems to be a great cookbook. It's what to cook when you don't feel like cooking. And it's organized, and like if you want to spend 15 minutes, if you want to spend 30 minutes, 45 minutes, say, which apparently that's like how it's organized,
If
which
ever there was a cookbook for us two girls.
right. So this is a recipe from that cookbook that I found online.
It looks delicious.
Is peanutty pork and Brussels sprouts. So it's just ground pork that you brown with, and I bought a bag of shaved Brussels sprouts from Whole Foods.
That's what I was going to ask. You can buy, I usually just buy the whole Brussels sprout, but you can buy them already shaved. Well, thank
I know they
goodness.
got them at Trader Joe's. I know
Okay.
they got them at Whole Foods. I bet they have them at Publix. I don't
Okay.
know. If you don't, if you can't find them shaved, just pop them in your food processor
Yeah.
and do it that way, or just chop them.
Chop them.
But buy them already shaved would be my recommendation.
Yes.
And you just brown the pork, add the Brussels until they get a little brown on them. You do all that in sesame oil instead of like olive oil, so that gives you a little more flavor there as well. And then stir in a cup of chopped cilantro and 4 cloves of garlic. And this is another thing that I love about Caro and her recipes is she tells you to do all that, until it's all got a little color on it. And then she literally says, scooch it to the side. So just scooch all that over
Scooch
to
is
the
one of my
side.
favorite
Scooch
words.
it over to the side of your pan. And then you're just going to make the sauce in the pan. And the sauce is 1/4 cup of soy sauce, 2 tablespoons of rice vinegar, 2 tablespoons of peanut butter, and then 1 to 2 tablespoons of sriracha. I didn't have sriracha, and I can't even remember what I did. If I just did like red pepper flakes or if I used a different hot sauce, I can't remember. But you just dump all that in the same pot where you're already cooking and stir it together until it, is mostly all the lumps are mostly out.
Yeah.
And then just stir everything all together.
I love it.
And then salt and pepper, to taste. And then you top it with toasted sesame seeds as a garnish. And I ate it with rice. But she's like, couscous, quinoa, whatever your grain of choice would be. And it was delicious. So
I can't wait to try that.
very fast and delicious.
Love it. Love it. Well, thank you for that. And the word scooch is just my favorite.
Absolutely. Talk to us about your favorites, Katie.
So, I have been catching up on some TV like in the background a lot lately, and there are a couple new things that I wanted to recommend. The first one is with Kathy Bates, who I love, and it's the new Matlock. Now,
I have seen commercials for this.
I went into it thinking this is going to be cheesy. Like, is she supposed to be his daughter? But you have to watch the first episode all the way to the end, and I will not spoil it, but
Okay.
watch the whole thing. It is not cheesy. It is really good. So give it a try.
Okay.
And I think I get mine now on, of course, Hulu because I had to get rid of DirecTV, but I think it's ABC maybe.
I think it's Paramount.
Oh, maybe Paramount. One of those. So yes. Yeah, so go in there, try it. Just the first one is out, unless it came out last night. I don't know what night of the week it comes on. I never know anymore because of the way we watch TV, but definitely go in and give it a try. The other thing that I highly recommend, and I very much hope that there's a season two, is Kristen Bell's new show on Netflix. Nobody wants this.
It came out at the perfect time because everybody was getting ready for the hurricane.
Right? It is. So rom-coms lately have not been great. There have been no more You've Got Mails. There have been no more Pretty Woman's. This is exactly the kind of rom-com that we needed. They're not ha-ha funny, but they're very witty and charming. They're so cute together. They're friends outside of this. And so that relationship really comes through. You can tell they like each other. So I just highly, I watch it. You'll love it.
And yeah, and you should listen to the Armchair Expert
Yes.
episode with them on it.
Amen. What it also does for me, what it did for me was, and I texted somebody and they're like, Katie, you have lost your mind. This is not about you. But it gives me hope as a person of the cloth that I maybe actually might find love. I mean, not everybody is turned off by a preacher or a rabbi.
Hey,
So, anyway,
absolutely.
it was very
Sure.
sweet though, despite all that. It's very, very sweet. It's real cute. I loved it. If you are a Marvel person, if you are not a Marvel person, you don't have to be a Marvel person to appreciate Agatha All Along. The cast is amazing. It's very woman heavy, which is great. There's only one boy and he's a teenager, but he's precious. But it's such a great cast, so much fun. It is like if you're like me and you scare pretty easily, this last episode was very startling, so I'm glad I watched it during the day. But however, it's totally worth it. It's not the whole episode. It's very watchable. And you know, we're getting into October, which is my time of year to rewatch the Harry Potters.
I
And
actually
the
started doing that.
yes. So I don't watch scary movies, but I'll rewatch the Harry Potters. I'll watch Hocus Pocus is not very scary, so I'll watch the original one of that, you know, those kind of things. But Agatha All Along is a great October watch. The next thing I watched is also so good. It is the new Brad Pitt and George Clooney movie. And if you liked the Oceans movies at all, this is that same kind of banter where they speak almost in like half sentences and looks. And it's so fun. But they're both cleanup men. So they're not assassins, but they clean up the messes of the assassins and politicians and all the things. It's called Wolves because they're both a lone wolf. And it ends in a way that could mean that we get a second one.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's
Take
really
all the
good.
George Clooney and Brad Pitt I can get.
I mean, they are perfect together. It is so good. And it's on Apple right now. If you've got an Apple subscription, you can watch that now for free. So that's really good. The other thing that I wanted to recommend is the book, my little two-person book club is reading right now. It is really good. I will say this. If you went to summer camp,
It's the one I recommended a couple weeks ago.
oh, you did? Okay. Well, I've started it, but I will put this disclaimer in. If you went to summer camp at all, it's freaking me out a little, Mandy. It's freaking me the heck out. Because we used to tell ghost stories about children being taken, and
Yeah.
this is like that in a page turner. So there are nights when I'm like, I don't know if I can do it. But I do like it. It's very well written. It is,
Yeah.
I like the characters, I like the setting. But just know that if you went to any kind of summer camp with cabins and in the woods, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know how it turns out. I don't know what happens, but I really like the characters. And I'm glad you recommended it as well. I think that's why I put it on my list, is because you recommended it. But I do want to put that disclaimer out there because
Yeah,
it's
it's a
kind
little
of
mysterious.
freaking me the hell out.
Yeah, it's a little mysterious.
So, anyway, so those are my favorites right now. You know, I don't do much else since I can't go anywhere because of the chlorine.
Listen, I was just worried when I saw on Twitter that Fulton County was saying to turn off your air conditioner.
Not happening.
Sorry.
And
Sorry.
I did turn the ceiling fan on to kind of circulate the air and get it moving, and
Yeah, no blaming.
no bueno.
Listen, these lungs couldn't survive just a summer living in Atlanta. Like, there's no way I could.
Here's the other thing that's happening. Speaking of, Katie's never going to sleep again because of the chlorine smell, the headaches, and now two doors down is a fire station. And guess what they do as soon as they leave the nest?
You get used to that. As a person who lived next to a fire station from, I guess, the time I moved to DC in 1997 until I left Noonan in 2012, you do get used to it. It just
Well,
becomes
and
noise.
I lived in downtown Macon, so I had Bryson Yards, which is where they reconnect the trains, and it sounded like they were doing it in my bedroom at first. There's the fire station that was over the hill. There's the ambulance that's going to the hospital, but I haven't gotten over that hump yet.
Yeah, you will.
I will, but I'm also a lot older than I was back then, and I don't sleep anyway, so this is gonna be fun.
Oy.
Oy vey. It what's so I hope that you I hope that for you that you get to stay put and you get to recover and rest for a while instead of traveling everywhere.
A week from tonight, I'm going to a John Moreland concert in Nashville with our dedicated listener, Elizabeth.
Okay.
So I'm excited about that.
But you've got
And
a week.
yeah, I got a week. My
Okay.
sister and I were talking today about, when are you coming? What are you? I'm like, I don't know. It kind of depends on how I feel. She's like, why don't you just come on up here right now and I'll get you well?
You know,
So
that's
I may
not a
do that.
bad idea.
I may do that. So we'll see. What about you? What's going on with you?
Same learning about Jesus and watching football.
Okay.
It's hate week. So there are a few people that I'm sending memes to and they're not returning them, which is great. But I did not pick us to win. I don't think we're gonna win. I think they're gonna be pissed off that they lost to Alabama. And I think they're gonna like run up and down the field and stomp all over us. However, I will say this. However, for several years, about well, for many, many years, there was a pattern where most years it the visiting team just came in and wrecked the other team. I mean, when we
Yeah.
were at our worst, when we showed up in Athens, we beat them. And when they were not great, they would come to Auburn and kick the crap out of us.
Yeah.
So, this is one of those games you never ever know, but it's in the beginning of the season, and it's always been 2 weeks before the Alabama game at the end of the season. So I don't like this beginning of
Yeah.
the season mess
Yeah, that's
because we
weird.
still don't have a clear quarterback.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know how it's gonna go, but it's hate week. So that's my favorite week because I hate Georgia more than I hate Alabama.
There you go.
So there's that. That's what I'll be doing.
Okay. Well, I hope the plume goes away.
Oh my gosh. If y'all haven't seen the pictures, like it legitimately looks like an atomic bomb went off.
Yeah, it's scary.
And now to find out that it's not the first time this has happened at that plant, like,
Yeah.
what are we doing?
Not good.
No.
Not good.
Nope.
All right, friend, we'll stay inside.
I will, and I will text the safety team coordinator with all
Please
the
do.
updates.
Please do.
All right, friends, y'all be good. Whatever, I know there's some other things coming, whatever storms come. We are right there with you. If you need anything, always let us know. We will help you out the best we can. And of course, Mandy, as safety team coordinator, will be in touch with you at 2 a.m.
Absolutely. Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.